Welcome to Enterprise Radio, the signature show of the Enterprise Podcast Network, featuring some of the most prominent business professionals in the world today. And now your host, Eric Dye.
This is Eric Dye, and once again, welcome to Enterprise Radio, your EPN channel for exclusive interviews with entrepreneurs, small business owners, and some of the world's top executives who are having great success. Today, we are joined by Yalta Weith, the Chief Brand Officer of Soundbox, an audio company focused on breaking through the noise. Born in Copenhagen and now internationally located with a second headquarters in Los Angeles, California, their flagship product, Soundbox, is a Bluetooth performance speaker. Yalta, thanks for joining us here today on Enterprise Radio.
Yeah, thank you. Looking forward to chat.
And I am as well, and thanks for your time. So tell us about Soundbox and how you started the company. Let's start there to kick things off today.
Yeah, sure. So Soundbox started out when me and my high school friends, we threw a bunch of parties and festivals and similar to like tailgates and barbecues in the States. You need like a loud speaker where you don't have to worry about durability, the battery life, how loud it plays, and the portability. So because we wanted to get rid of the generators, the wires, all of the hassle around bringing loud sound to a crowd of like bigger than 10 people, we made this product ourselves just for our own use. And then friends started approaching us when we started building these, and we started selling them. And all of a sudden, we just had a huge demand for them. And we put up an ad on something similar to Craigslist. And then we saw that 200 people called us. Everyone wanted to buy this speaker for $1,000. And that's kind of like how our proof of concept was. And then, that's the starting ground.
Yeah, good stuff there. And thanks for sharing some of the background there. And what was the most important thing to you when developing the brand Soundbox?
So I think we have seen that this product is way more than a product. All the responses that we get from our community, from the Soundbox owners, is that it does so much more to them than just sound, because it brings together people. We see people that literally get invited to events and parties that they didn't get invited to before. They have so many stories of how they've met new friends, and also how it just empowers them to break down the social barriers and do things that they wouldn't normally do. So we've tried to encapsulate this in our new brand platform, where we talk about like how we can break down the mental barriers of, can I do that? Can I talk to her? Can I throw that party? Can I start that company? Break down the social norms and rules of, can I dance, or just like everything that society has told us, like, don't talk to that guy, or don't talk to that girl, or don't do that. So we want to build this brand that really speaks to get out there, engage with life, engage with people, and turn it up to 11, kind of like, so turn up your speaker and boost your life and the things that you do.
I like it. Good stuff there. And you started with crowdfunding on the ground and then crowdfunding online. How has the crowdfunding experience shaped the way that you engage with your community? Get into some of those details.
Yeah, so for us, it was the beginning to going global. I mean, we did really well. We were 18 years old when we started the company. We sold the first 400 speakers in our own garage, like built them by hand. And then Kickstarter was the way for us to go global and set up a professional production. So we launched the Kickstarter in 2016 in March and raised $800,000 in a month. And that was kind of like our beginning for, okay, now we have money to set up a professional production and get out of the basement.
Certainly sounds like you've seen some great success there. Today we're joined by Yalta Weith, the Chief Brand Officer of Soundbox, an audio company focused on breaking through the noise. Born in Copenhagen and now internationally located with a second headquarters in Los Angeles, California, and their flagship product, Soundbox, is a Bluetooth performance speaker, and he's joined us here today to talk to us about it here on Enterprise Radio, a part of EP and the Enterprise Podcast Network. Now, shifting gears a little bit, tell us, what are the three important things that you've identified building a lifestyle brand versus just focusing on just launching products?
I think the most important thing that we've learned on our journey is that don't invent your brand. Don't make up something that's not true to you. discover what your brand is. And because your brand is not just a story that you make up, your brand is a story that is true to you and that you want to empower even more, and you want to live it even more because you think it brings value to your customers. So we really discovered the Sandbox brand when we actually started to look at our own journey, like how we broke through the noise of normalcy by going out of high school and starting this company simply just because we solved the problem for ourselves, and how it allowed us to meet new people. And then we started looking at our community, like how our customers are now using this to empower their activities, everything from sports to parties and different social experiences. So for us, the coming up with our brand and building this global community has really been like, okay, let's stay true to what it all is. Let's just discover what the product creates, because the product creates a lifestyle. Like when you turn up the sound to this amazing decibel level that it can, and you let free of all worries, you just get ideas. You just want to take it out and you want to do stuff. So for us, the number one thing has been all about discovering who are we? Who are we as a company? Who are we as a people? And who is the community, and why do they do what they do? So I would say number one, discover. And then number two is just fucking like build amazing products, stay true to your core, what you started out with, and deliver amazing service. Don't compromise on quality. Deliver amazing service and the rest will come.
And certainly appreciate that information. That is most helpful in the advice shared there. Now, also, what is the most important lesson that you'd want to share with our listeners that you've learned as a startup so far?
I like to use this example of when we sat and was advised by Michael Seibel, who was sold Twitch for $900 million. And we asked him, should we pick? We came to him with this problem and we asked him, should we pick solution A, B, or C? And he looked at us and he said, I have no clue. This is your company. And that stuck with me forever because it made me realize that the only person who knows what is best for you is you. Like, you can seek advice, but you need to follow your intuition. I think the only thing that successful people have in common is that they did things their own way. They broke the rules and they did things their own way.
Well, it certainly has been great to have had you with us, coming to us from Copenhagen, and certainly exciting what you've been able to create through Soundbox, and you're certainly making it happen out in your neck of the woods. And thanks for the advice shared here on the program. Tell us where listeners can get all the details online on Soundbox and how they could be in touch and place orders as well.
So at soundbox.com, sound and then BOKS.com, you can check out all our information. And of course, Instagram and Facebook, you can see all of our content, all of the travels that our community is doing. You can join our Facebook communities, Sandbox community, US, Germany, and Scandinavia. So yeah, there's a ton to check out.
Hjalte, all the best. Thanks so much for joining us here today on Enterprise Radio. Certainly was our pleasure.
Thank you so much. Have a wonderful day.
And you as well. Take care. We've been speaking with Hjalte Weith, the Chief Brand Officer of Soundbox, an audio company focused on breaking through the noise. Born in Copenhagen and now internationally located with a second headquarters in Los Angeles, California. As we've mentioned, their flagship product is Soundbox. It is a Bluetooth performance speaker. You need to check it out. And for more details to do so, visit Soundbox, B-O-K-S, again, Soundbox.com. And this is Eric Dye, and you've been listening to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Enterprise Podcast Network. Tune in to our live location as we are streaming live 24/7 around the world at epodcastnetwork.com/live. You can also find our live stream on iTunes Radio and TuneIn Radio, as well as the TuneIn Radio app for your listening convenience. And as always, we thank you for your support and for tuning in.
Thanks for listening to Enterprise Radio. To subscribe to more of our programming, visit epodcastnetwork.com.
This is the ePodcast Network.